With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Tonight was the last chance for GOP presidential candidates not named Donald Trump to make inroads with voters before the Iowa caucuses in a debate from the University of Alabama.
DeSantis and Haley tangled over policy on China, with the Florida governor accusing the former UN ambassador of being too friendly and not tough enough. DeSantis accused Haley of sending a, quote, love letter to the Chinese ambassador as governor. Haley denied the accusation. The early back and forth in this debate showed an interesting dynamic between Haley Christie and, more subtly, DeSantis and Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy has been going after Haley hard, arguably doing some of DeSantis's work for him, while Christie found himself defending Haley from Ramaswamy's attacks. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Disagreements over border security have led to Republicans to reject a Democrat bill to provide more military aid to Ukraine and Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
By a vote of 49 to 51, the Senate failed to give Majority Leader Schumer's bill the two-thirds majority it would have needed to advance. The measure was doomed by a major flare-up this week as senators were being briefed on the crisis in Ukraine and a heated argument broke out over U.S. border policy. Some Republicans are now demanding that the bill be coupled not only with more funding, but also with meaningful border policy reforms. The disagreement is likely to lead to new versions of an aid bill in coming days. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Three people have been shot to death and a fourth critically wounded in an attack at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, before authorities killed the shooter. Students and professors barricaded themselves in classrooms after shots rang out shortly before noon Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 70 points, the NASDAQ dropped 83. This is SRN News. What's your church doing for Christmas?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of Protestant congregations, 81%, will hold a Christmas Eve service this month, as December 24th conveniently falls on a Sunday. Only 41% will offer worship services on Christmas Day, however. About two-thirds of churches will conduct some kind of service project to mark the season, and 10% will embark on that most difficult of all specials, the Living Nativity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and other Virginia political leaders are decrying a decision not to allow a menorah lighting at a community event in Williamsburg over concerns related to the Israel-Hamas war. The criticism is coming from both parties after the Virginia Gazette reported that the ceremony scheduled for an art and music festival had been canceled. The festival's founder told the newspaper the menorah lighting seemed very inappropriate in light of the conflict. This is SRN News. An expensive U.S. aircraft is on stand down following another crash. Correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The military has announced the grounding of all Osprey tiltrotor helicopters due to a preliminary investigation of last week's crash that indicates material failure. The crash killed eight Air Force Special Operations Command service members off the coast of Japan, raising new questions about the safety of the Osprey. It has been involved in multiple fatal accidents over its relatively short time in service. The decision to ground all Osprey was called by the Special Ops Command to mitigate risk while the investigation continues. An Osprey accident in Australia killed three Marines, an incident still under investigation. I'm Dave Ferry.
Bullfighting is once again legal in Mexico City. It had been banned since a 2022 court ruling said the fights violated a citizen's right to be free from violence. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.